I believe in figuring out my own way to do things.
I believe in the power of numbers.
I believe in barbecue.
Well, I believe in friendliness.
I believe in mankind.
This I believe.
For our series This I Believe, we hear today from Judith Jamison, the artistic director of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Jamison grew up in Philadelphia, began dancing when she was 6 years old. Her father said she was so hyperactive, he thought maybe she'd dance some of it off. In 2001, she was awarded the National Medal of Arts. Here's our series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
Judith Jamison said that from the minute she first walked into a dance class, she understood the space was sacred and precious. It is in the rehearsal studio that she most actively lives her belief. And it was in her studio on 55th Street in Manhattan that we recorded her. Here's Judith Jamison with her essay for This I Believe.
I believe that there is sanctity in the fact that we are only on this earth for a short period of time. And I believe that with that time, we better be doing something good. That was the last thing my father said before he died. Be good. That was it. In my life and work, I found that honesty comes with goodness. My mother used to say, and she was quoting Shakespeare, "This above all, to thine own self be true." And in the rehearsal studio, I strive to be as true to myself as I possibly can. For me, the studio is hallowed ground where the realities of self and spirit are revealed. There's a sense that I'm breathing rarefied air, special and pure like on Mount Everest. And in the studio on this higher ground, we're unified in purpose. Everyone in the room is vulnerable. I've been a dancer, I've been a choreographer, I know what it's like on both sides. The dancer surrenders to the choreographer and the choreographer to the dancer. We shed layers of needless emotions. The camouflage disappears to reveal the innocence and honesty of the child within us all and in each other's arms. When the dancer and the choreographer surrender together, anything is possible. A dancer can have all the right physical moves, but that doesn't mean they'll knock your socks off. They have to find their truth and what they want to say and show us who they are as a person. Once, I had a dancer who was a beautiful dancer with a gorgeous body, but I couldn't get him to express himself. He had to go further. He had to tell me his journey, his emotional center, but he wouldn't. One time we were in rehearsal. He had a 5-minute solo. He did it once. He was breathing hard. I said, "Do it again." The second time, he was so exhausted, he had no choice. He had to go deeper. He was honest. He arrived. It was exquisite. As dancers, we need to bring our life experiences to the stage. We don't just want to thrill an audience with how many turns we can do or how high we can jump or raise our legs. Plenty of people can do that with practice. We need to share our truth. When a performance stands out, it's not just the arms and legs that stay in your mind. What you remember is the feeling you get from the performance. And that feeling comes from the dancer's expression of self. A good performance on stage should take the audience on a journey where they learn something about themselves. It's about all of us. It's about reaching for perfection. And most of all, it's about honesty. I believe that to be good, as my father instructed, we must be true to ourselves.
Judith Jamison with her essay for This I Believe. Jamison says she's always been a church-going person, but for her, spiritual experiences also occur when the curtain goes up. If you would like to send us an essay or read the others in our series, visit npr.org. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Next Monday on Morning Edition, an essay from listener Christine Cleary of Massachusetts on her belief in the importance of memory.